531.
Morning, right now we are travelling across the internet via Zoom all the way to the US of A as we continue our celebrations of Samoan Language Week 2020. Amazing to know that we have Samoans doing great things all over the world, carrying the essence of our Samoan heritage. This morning on Pacific Breakfast, a special talanoa on culture and identity with Mr. Christian Whanene Schmidt. Manoso Ifua, thank you so much for joining us there this morning, Uso.
How are you, Brian? Good. One my way.
Hey, Christian, before we get into our talanoa, talk to us, please, a little bit about the situation, the COVID-19 situation over in the States at the moment. Still pretty crazy over there?
Yeah, it's still pretty crazy, especially in cities like New York. Like, New York's getting ravaged the most. LA County is pretty bad, but in terms of where I'm living, things are starting to turn around. So I know we're on lockdown for at least another month or two, and then see how things go from there. But yeah, just keeping, you know, all the people out in the big cities, you know, like New York and my prayers, because yeah, it's pretty rough.
Rough indeed. How long have you been in the States?
All up, probably coming up on 7 years. But I came out here to study first in like 2010, and then I came back again in 2014 to do other things. So yeah, so it's been, you know, different parts of my life, but all up probably about 7 years.
7 years. Now I see you still got your strong Australian twang there. So tell us a little bit about.
Australia, New Zealand.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us about your firstly villages in Samoa, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Christian.
Yeah, sure. I was born and raised in Porirua, New Zealand, Aotearoa. But my mum's from Whenga in Sumu, and my dad's from Lotupa in Safoku. And yeah, they both met in Wellington. And I did all my schooling in Porirua, and then from there I moved to Auckland, where I studied. I studied a Bachelor of Law and Arts, and I actually majored in Pacific Studies. Like, my major was Samoan, and then at the end of my studies, I decided I would work for the university, you know, in different capacities, supporting Māori and Pacific students. And then I came to the States for the first time. To study. That's when I did a master's in education. And then I came back to New Zealand like 3 years later. This was like 2014. And that's when I started working at the University of Auckland, teaching in Pacific Studies. Oh, whose head can I see popping up back there? Is that Tina? No, that's just someone else. Never mind. And then that's when I started working in TV, when as I was working for the University of Auckland, teaching in Pacific Studies, a competition came up to work for MTV. They're looking for a new host, and I auditioned for it, and I ended up getting it. So that was kind of like my first role in media.
Wow. And just sorry, my apologies. So whereabouts in P-Town, and what school, most importantly, did you attend?
Oh, just Porirua East, and I went to VR College, or known as Bishop B.I. College now. That's the official name.
No, that's all right. I will allow you to stay on this interview, even though I went to Aotea, but that's okay. We're not going to get into conversations about the location of Bishop Viard and its association with certain health and well-being and mental health. Okay. Now, Christian, you know, your career, you know, when we're talking about the media, very humble. I mean, a host on Roots, a show over in the States currently, previously, you know, with BET, Wave Media, Australia MTV, and also Game Day MC for Cronulla Sharks during their premiership. Incredible also. Tell us about how you got into the industry. How did, you know, I mean, 10 years in education, teaching Pacific Studies, and then you become a VJ on MTV. Well, how does that happen?
Yeah, it was random. I guess, you know, I've always liked entertaining people and showing off. I don't show off as much as I used to, but, you know, I used to be real, like, real obnoxious, like, loud mouth, like, oh, everybody, look at me, look at me. So when the opportunity came up and MTV was looking for a new VJ, I was just like, why not? Well, why, you know, that's where my mom was. I wanted to get into this industry. So I auditioned for it, and then it kind of just went from there.
In terms of your time in the States, have you had much connection with our Samoan community, or do you have much family over there? Tell us about that.
I have a lot of family. I'm actually about to go see my uncle in a couple of weeks and stay with him for a minute because of just the way things are right now. My Uncle Percy, he's a huge support network. My mum has a brother out here who I've always known, you know, growing up, my Uncle Joe, and his kids, they're around. Whether or not we communicate is another question. like any family, you know, I have my relations out here. But, you know, our family's family, you know, you get into fights or whatever, you know. I have a lot of support, I will say that. But, you know, there's some family members I just got to, you know, just keep at a distance, love from a distance, I'll put it that way.
We don't need to go into details there because it's every family, not just in the Pacific.
Exactly. So,
now, Christian, you know, in terms of your Samoan culture and your heritage, you know, in the States, because, you know, I mean, the one time that I've been over, and from what I hear is so many family and friends, it's so easy for, you know, Polynesians, Pacific, to be confused with, you know, Latinos, especially. How do you keep your, you know, in terms of your culture, your Samoan culture, your identity, how do you keep that alive?
I don't think it's something that I have to really prove to anyone, you know, like, I mean, I think because I have an accent, you know, like, I think that automatically lets people know that I'm not necessarily from here, you know, and that while they may not know where I'm from, you know, I just let them know. And then if they have questions, you know, I'll answer them to a certain point, to the point I'm like, you know what, go do some research, you know, go do your own research. I'm not here to like educate you or whatever. But for me personally, you know, like I mean, I'm in contact with my family every day, you know, like that's my family, that's my culture there. So, you know, we have conversations about, we have conversations about Samoan culture, but it's not necessarily just about language. It's about the aspects of it that, you know, that I might not necessarily be the healthiest for our people, you know, like when we think about the suicide rates and stuff, like what parts of the culture are exacerbating that, you know, those rates. So yeah, it's I think something that's always you know, present in my life, but it's also like what are the parts of it that I really need to explore, and the other parts that I think need changing. Yeah.
You spoke at the Nesian Network. What is that? And tell us about that. Was that quite recent? Or, yeah, share with us around that, please, Christian.
Yeah, no, that was only a couple of weeks ago, I think. And a guy who I used to go to the gym with, actually, his name is Kristen Harper. He was one of the co-founders of it. And he was just like, oh, hey, why don't you come? And I was just like, what have I got to talk about? These businessmen and they're selling certain products, and I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk about, you know? And then I just thought about it, and I was like, oh, you know, as much as I don't like the ideas of, you know, big corporations and exploiting, you know, people and paying them minimum wage, you know, especially like Pacific people, you know, we're often the ones who in our country who end up getting exploited, you know, by these big corporations. But at the end of the day, I still run a business, you know, like I'm providing a service and getting paid for it. So I spoke to it at that level, you know, and that's probably all. And I told him, I was like, this is probably all I can give you, you know, if that's cool, then I'll come do it. But it's a nice opportunity to be able to see what other people are doing, you know, in that sector, and just network, you know, and just be able to support each other.
We're nearing the end of our time, but Christian, what does it mean to you to be Samoan?
What it means to... for me to be Samoan is to have a lineage that is something special. You know, like when I think of being Samoan, I think of my ancestors. I think that's a big part that I go back to. I think of our people before colonization, you know, before kind of Christianity came in. And I know Christianity is like a big part, an important part for a lot of our people, but I think of the things that that for me don't align with whiteness and Christianity, you know. So I think of my ancestors and their journey, you know, and I think that's what being Samoan is to me, is what our people went through and came from, and just their resilience and just their magnificence, you know, and all its Samoanness, yeah.
Message to our Samoan community tuning in this morning, please, Christian, and especially for our you know, younger generators, with the work that you're doing, you know, very understated and, of course, you know, very humble about the, you know, the great body of work over the last few years about pursuing dreams. What's the message this morning, Uzo?
Just knowing that you're enough. I think that's what it is. You know, you're more than enough. Don't try to, this is what I say to a lot of people, you know, you can have inspiration. You can, you know, have people you look up to, but don't try, you know, you just got to be yourself, because no one's going to be better at being that person than them, you know, and no one's going to be better at being you than you. So that's it.
A very big thank you, Whaftai Tele Lover, alumni of Bishop Viard College in Porirua, Mr. Christian Whanene Schmidt. Uso, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning. We've been so greatly blessed. Keep up the amazing work and pioneering for, you know, others. And, you know, Whaftai Tele Lover, stay safe to you and the family over there in the States. Thank you so much, Uso. Whasui fua. Well, it is, well, nearly time for news. Coming up before 7:30, we're going to be speaking with the Minister for Pacific Peoples, the Honourable Aupito Atoi Sulusulu Atofai Asua William Seal. 5:31 PI, Pacific People Together.